going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right.
It's time to wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Bring it to air.
Yo!
Bring it to air.
No, we were just talking. We just saw Brian Windhorst on our TV.
I love Windhorst.
We love Windy. What did you just say, Joe?
Checkbook takes.
No, he said he reminds him of a character from Inspector Gadget. The cartoon show?
Yeah, the guy.
Not the live action one.
He would like rub the cat, you know, the main villain.
You know what? The claw guy, right?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
He looks like a crime boss in a cartoon.
Real quick, as this show's already, you know, I don't know where we're going with this, but the McDonald's Inspector Gadget toy was one of the coolest things ever. You probably don't remember it.
Give me the Inspector Gadget song.
No, because we were like 8 years old. Sam and Carter might remember this. Each Happy Meal toy that you got, it was like you had to collect like an arm, a leg, a hat, a belt.
What?
And then if you got all of them, no one ever had all of them.
I'm looking at it.
But if you had all of them, you got to make and build your own Inspector Gadget.
1999.
So cool.
The complete toy. I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah.
It's on the screen. Wow.
It was pretty cool. But you always
get it on eBay for $37.
Yeah, you always get a duplicate of the legs and the arms and everything. So if that's a very niche thing I'm talking about, certain audiences will get it. But there you go. That's what I think about Inspector Gadget. God, remember when Happy Meal toys used to be cool? They suck now.
So every day after school, I got in trouble yesterday. Look, we got a big game tonight, and the emotions are all over.
Oh, yeah. We have an elimination game tonight. Game 5 in Minnesota, guys. Back to Happy Meal toys, though.
We'll get to that in a second. But, like, this is where my emotions are, and I want to hear from Warrior fans. If they win tonight, I will talk myself into
of course
Curry can return and they can win the series and go on to win the title.
Oh, heck yeah.
No. If they lose tonight, Giannis is on the table. Right?
Oh,
like,
my
that's
God.
Like the range
David,
of emotions.
Don't panic, right? That's
the range of emotions is all over the planet. And I know I'm not alone in that.
Game 5 tonight, Warriors live starting at 5:30, Lillard Dibs, 6:30 tip off. Tim Roy on the call right here, 95 in the game. And after the game, one way or the other, we will be taking your calls or text. Steph Curry out tonight.
And my biggest takeaway is not Pajemski, Kuminga. It's none of those. My biggest takeaway from this series is Dre is still a very important, useful player. But I think he's reached the Iguodala portion of his career in the sense that they need to manage and treat him like a closer, okay? And he needs to be utilized in the 18 to 22 minute a night game range during the regular season, and a occasional break emergency, you know, break glass in case of emergency type player as a starter occasionally in a playoff series when it gets that. But he needs to be in the Iggy role. He can no longer be playing heavy minutes the way he is. You're reaching the point of depreciating returns.
888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What can happen tonight in tonight's game that'll give you hope going forward as a Warriors fan? And I'm leaving that a little open-ended because you might lose tonight. You might lose tonight, but you know what? It might be a close loss, and freaking Jonathan Kuminga has a triple-double.
Yeah, that
and Brandon
matter.
Listen. And Brandon Pajemski has an amazing offensive game, and you know he played his heart out.
And as much as I'm happy for those guys, it'll feel too little too late.
Okay, but you know what? You went out guns a-blazing, and you know what? You can rationalize it that your best player is out in Stephen Curry, and that sucks. And you know what? Once he went down, you might have not had a chance at all. But what can you take out of tonight's game, potentially, that'll give you hope, Dub Nation, going forward? And if it is a win, how does it look? 888-957-9570 is the number.
Yeah.
Real quick, Joe, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
So my dad used to get off work at like 3:30 or whatever it was.
In the afternoon?
Yeah, when he was working for the city. And we would go over to my boy Rocco's house every day after school. We'd hang out over there at the La Rocca house. And my dad would come soup us up. And if we didn't have practice or whatever, and every day would be the same conversation in the truck. Dad, can we get McDonald's? Dad, can we get fries? Dad, can we get a Happy Meal? We would pressure him every day. And like a great father, my dad, 9 times out of 10, would basically give in and get us French fries.
Yeah,
and it's
so
one of my
good.
Like lasting, you know, favorite little things of like we used to go to McDonald's and we'd be in the drive thru, we'd be like celebrating with all of our friends.
It's not even close. The McDonald's fries still the goat fast food item. No one could tell me otherwise.
There's just something like, and look, this is just me. And I know everyone, you're not supposed to eat that. And look, like anything.
No bleep. Like, seriously, like, yeah, obviously.
But, yeah, but, like, look, within reason, right? Like, if you're eating it every day, like, okay, we've got problems. If you're eating it once in a blue moon, that's okay. So, yesterday, I was really hungry. I wasn't feeling, you know, 100%. Been fighting adversity.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger.
Good for you.
So, I went to In-N-Out Burger yesterday, and I hit up the babysitter. I said, hey, going to In-N-Out Burger, what do you guys want? And I ordered LJ a double-double. Okay, now he's 1.5.
So, you're saying that double-double weighs as much as him?
Knowing he was only going to eat a portion of it, and I would eat the rest of his double-double.
Smart dad.
And I got him some fries. And so I wolfed down my double-double, and this little guy mashed half of a double-double.
You'll learn this.
And fries.
And then you had the other half, I'm sure.
No, I didn't. Oh. I had a milkshake, and I said, you know what? I don't need that other half of that double-double.
I actually
showed restraint.
That's huge.
But Michelle was mad at me for feeding him the double-double. He can't be eating this. Michelle, he's been on a banana diet for like 2 months. It's okay for him to have a little cheeseburger. And I was thinking about my dad, and I was feeling some kind of way. And I was like, you know what, man? Like, isn't part of the fun of raising a child being able to enjoy the little things like a Happy Meal or French fries or a double-double with your kid?
Absolutely.
Come on.
You know what? There's some days, and we're in the drive-thru, you know, and Benny's like, you know what, Dad, can I get a McFlurry? I was like, you know what, son?
Right.
You know what, son? You absolutely can. I'm going to get one, too.
See, that's exactly.
There you go.
It's okay every now and then to have some French fries and a little greasy food. There's nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm so hungry right
and
now.
And if In-N-Out or McDonald's or Burger King or Chick-fil-A or any of them
want
to sponsor.
Yeah, right here.
I'm available.
Absolutely we are. We're coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously rooted in San Francisco. Or go to Laughing Monk, go get some lobster linguine, am I right?
I could go for some lobster linguine.
You know, Laughing Monk's going to be popping in San Francisco today for Game 5, because they're going to be locked
and
loaded.
We got to go on the road.
Let's go.
Let's go on the road and do a morning show.
We absolutely should be ready for that. I'm absolutely ready for that, and it's a Warriors Wednesday.
They got killer burgers there.
They do. And by the way, you go to Laughing Monk, then afterwards you go to Freedman's Appliance, because that's what Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Go get your air fryer already, Joe. You need to do that. And don't forget, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries opener. It's one of their home games next Wednesday, May 21st at Chase Center during this hour. It's 8 o'clock hour. We've already played the sounder a couple times. You're going to hear it at some point in this hour, and then you are going to qualify if you call a number 5 to that contest line and get a pair of tickets to next Wednesday's game at Chase Center, May 21st, for the Golden State Valkyries. And shout out to Valkyries, by the way, because if the Warriors win tonight, they have a 4-day gap between Game 5 and Game 6 back at Chase Center. And why is that? Because the Valkyries have their home opener this Friday at Chase Center. They had a deal with NBA, the WNBA, and said, you know what? All right, you guys have a gap between here and there. Otherwise, it would have been just, you know, back at Chase Center on Friday. And that would have been a tough turnaround, obviously, dealing with the health of everything. But Stephen Curry, maybe you get enough days in between there. He gives it a go, and he plays in Game 6. Who knows? Crazier things have happened in this league. But you got to win tonight, Joe. You got to win tonight. And how do you win tonight? How do you win? I'm just asking the question. How do you win tonight?
I think it's got to be a defensive struggle, right? If this game's in like the 80s, late in the fourth quarter, I like our chances.
Okay.
If this game's in the 100s, I think we're in big trouble.
Okay. So that tells me defense has to step up.
And I think also situationally, they need to be able to get to specific spots on the floor offensively. And this is where I go back to, again, I'm going to go to this comment. Look, Pajemski and Draymond, if they get poor shooting from either or reluctant shooting from either, if not both of them, they're done. They need one of these guys to step up.
D in San Jose wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. What can give you hope tonight, Dub Nation? What performance from a player, from, you know, a coaching perspective, whatever it may be, what can give you hope tonight in Game 5 that, you know what, you can look back on and say, you know what, this is the formula for success. Even without Stephen Curry, player X showed up. D, San Jose, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. The sun is out. The sun's shining here. I'm feeling optimistic about Game 5 tonight in Golden State. Not a lot of optimism so far, D, I got to tell you. Most callers have been pessimistic. I'm feeling a little optimistic tonight.
All right, so let's just say if I'm the coach tonight, I'm Steve Kerr. I'm going to tell you how we're going to win tonight. If Steve Kerr go with the lineup that I'm saying to go with, we will win, okay? We have to start Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga's going to guard Anthony Edwards. It cannot be Pods guard Anthony Edwards. It has to be Kuminga guard Anthony Edwards. Mike Conley will have to match up with Buddy Hield. Rudy Gobert has to match up with Trey Jackson Davis. Jaden McDaniels has to match up with
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Draymond Green and Julius Randle have to match up with Jimmy Butler. If that would go the way I say it's going to go, it will fit. Because at the end of the day, that Pods, Buddy Hield can't guard Anthony Edwards. Then you're giving him the 30 points. We need to shut down Anthony Edwards' 30 points. You got to understand, there's no other scorer out there like Anthony Edwards. Julius Randle, he's off sometimes. He's not consistent. You know what I mean? So Anthony Edwards is our biggest focus. As far as the Trey Jackson Davis, I feel like him and Looney need to go ahead and swap out. They need big minutes because Minnesota is big bodies. You know what I mean? So we need them to switch out. You know what I mean? We can't have Trey Jackson Davis doing 19 minutes. Pods can't go 3 for 14, and then the last game before that, he went 1 for 10. You know, so I just think Pines doesn't need to start right now. I think if he finds his rhythm and it gets hot, then put him in. But Pines can't find his rhythm at all. Right now, we have to win this game, and we cannot stick with Pines playing the way he's playing. I don't understand why Pines, when he penetrates, he kicks it out every time. And so if I know that as a fan, the players know that. You know what I mean? He does not like to make body contact at all. So that's pretty much what I think this was, you know, was going to go on. You know what I mean? But like I said, it's Dub Nation, baby. We going to win this tonight. You know what I mean? They got the spread at 10.5. You know, hey, I won money off the Warriors' first game. They spread was 9.5 against the Warriors. So we can do it. We come back. We get Steph Curry come back. I believe we can win the series.
That's D in San Jose. So he's got some optimism there, and it starts with the lineup, 888-957-9570. Yeah, to hell with hope. I think I had a huge word salad there. How the hell do you win tonight? That's my question.
Well, you don't
how do
go
you
zone.
How do you win tonight,
you can't go
Dub
zone.
Nation, 888-957-9570.
He doesn't want to start, but Pods is going to start.
He's going to start.
The coach is just obsessed with starting him. And this is where I just disagree. I mean, I just think that I think Draymond should play point guard offensively.
Okay, so and what would be your lineup tonight?
It would mine? It
yes,
would me.
Yours.
Okay, mine? Would be it'd be very simple. It would be Dre, Buddy,
okay,
Butler, TJD, Kuminga.
Okay.
And I would go straight up. This is how it'd be. TJD on Gobert. I would have Draymond on Randall. We're going man to man. And I would have Kuminga full 96 feet on Anthony Edwards. Straight up.
Okay.
Buddy Hield can be on McDaniels or Connolly. It doesn't matter. Butler on the other one.
Okay. Fair enough. Pod's coming off the bench. First one off the bench.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
888-957-9570.
That's what I would roll with.
I don't hate it.
Because you need to go. If you go zone, if you're going to play Pods, you're going to play some sort of matchup zone. And I'm telling you right now, Randall's going to keep cooking. They have got to guard Randall straight up. If anything, I want Butler guarding Connolly. And the reason why I want Butler guarding Connolly, so he can sag off him and help double on Julius Randle.
See, it's going to be interesting here because that was, I believe, in the first round series between L.A. and Minnesota. It was game five was in Los Angeles because they obviously had home court. And their whole mantra that game was just making sure Anthony Edwards didn't beat them. So what ended up happening? They didn't play a big. They didn't play Jackson Hayes, who was their de facto center. And what happened to that game? Rudy Gobert had 27 points and 24 boards.
And he's due for another game.
He's due for a game.
I agree.
That's the guy I'm looking at tonight saying, what can't happen is, obviously, you don't want to let Anthony Edwards beat you, but he's a great player. Great players win. I cannot have Rudy Gobert dropping 27 and 24. That much I do know. But Julius Randle in that game, sneakily, it was an afterthought, 23 points. 5 boards, 4 assists, efficient. Like, his efficiency is what's killing the Warriors thus far.
I would also say Gobert's size is part of why, and he referenced Pods, how many times has he passed up a floater or a layup because of the threat of Gobert?
No, it's a great point. Just his presence alone
yes.
has impacted. The
He's
box
not
score,
the only one. The Jimmy
box,
Butler, too.
Correct. The box score might not show it, but it's absolutely effective.
Gobert's
everything.
Been a huge factor.
Huge.
If you say that... In some combination, it's Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle as the 1-2. The third best player in the series has been Gobert.
And here's Steve Kerr yesterday on talking about the Ant-Man himself, because obviously he's coached Anthony Edwards. And Steve Kerr, again, yeah, on with Willard and Dibbs. Find that entire interview on the Free Odyssey app or on YouTube. Kerr talking about Edwards in the leap he's taken recently.
He's an electric athlete. He's unbelievably confident and skilled, and he's really kind of had a natural progression to this stardom where he is right now. I mean, he's been really good now the last few years, but he's now entering that, you know, that top 10 level of player, and this is where you really see it in the playoffs, you know, when the stakes are the highest and the defense is the toughest. When you see guys able to break down defenses in this setting, you know they're the best players in the league, and that's where Ant is right now. He's become that guy.
If the Warriors don't hit 15 threes tonight, I don't see how they can win.
At least that's the minimum.
I think it's I feel like I've turned into an analytics.
Basically,
guy.
would have doubled their total makes last game, which was 8.
Yeah,
in a garbage time.
If they don't hit 15 threes tonight on the road or something close to that, I don't think they have a chance.
Let's go to Viren. Which one? Sam, I don't know how to pronounce
Shane
it.
Vereen?
Yeah, there you, thank you.
Cal?
I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. Viren Veron, good morning in San Jose. What gives you hope tonight?
Good morning, guys. Can you guys hear me?
I can. What's your name?
Viren.
Okay, I was right. Go on my gut instinct. Viren, good morning. What you got in tonight's game?
I think tonight the key is, like, I think you guys are right. There's no way Steve Kerr will go without Pods in the starting lineup. So I'm keying in on him. I think there's no way we can win a series, let alone win a game, with him shooting 9-for-40 total from the field in the series. Like, there is no way. And we already lack the requisite shooting on the court without Steph. So with him, I feel like in the first half we played a pretty solid game defensively. And then Minnesota came out in the third quarter with their shot making and absolutely buried us. So the key is just hitting wide open looks. Like you guys said, Draymond, Pajemski, hitting your requisite three-pointers, Gary Payton as well. Hitting your wide open looks to begin the game will give us hope. And obviously there's been talks about, like, Jimmy not being aggressive, not shooting. Jimmy's going to leave it all on the floor tonight. Like, there's no doubt about it. I think you can book in 25-plus from Jimmy Butler tonight in a closeout game or a elimination game. So if we can hit our wide-open shots, if Pods can shoot above 50% from the field, I'll have plenty of hope that we can win this game and potentially get Steph back for Game 6.
All right, that's Viren in San Jose. Pods
what,
going to start.
What do you think the percentages of Steph? Let's say they win.
I don't think he's playing the series. I'm just going to say it. I don't think he's playing the series.
Even if it goes 7?
Yes.
Like 0%, you're saying?
Yeah, I don't. I have told you since that injury. Have I not? Like, I've told you, he's not playing this series. He's never had this injury. He's 37 years old. It's a soft tissue. And there is major risk if he comes back, he makes it worse. And then the entire offseason is just him rehabbing instead of getting rest and getting healthy. He's 37 years old. That's the last thing I wanted to be doing, is having a full offseason of non-rest. So, yeah, I'd be shocked if he plays this series, even if it is a Game 7 scenario. But, again, maybe I'll be proven wrong. I'll be happy to be proven wrong. And if he comes back and he looks like Steph from old, that would be great. It would scare the hell out of me, though. Like, if he does come back and he's anything less than, I don't know, he's not going to be 100%, but, like, 80, 75, like,
Joe,
his game is predicated on running around all the time, and it's a hamstring injury, Joe. This isn't an ankle. This isn't something he's just got to play through pain. This is soft tissue. This is dangerous stuff. Like, and I get it. It's not life or death. I'm not acting like this is. But for his career, like, you got to start worrying about this stuff going
would
forward.
Would Kobe play? I'm teasing.
Phillip Rivers. It's not a quarterback, though. Like, yeah, that, I know. This is different. I like, Tom Brady
it's
playing
a broken
on
a hand, it's different. Yeah, you can try to do stuff.
This isn't the
a
same
thumb
thing.
Or whatever. I mean, he already had the big thumb injury.
If this was a center and he's a big boy and his game's not, like, predicated, like, and even then it'd be tough.
Like when DeMarcus Cousins exploded the quad.
Right. Exactly.
Do you remember that?
Quad exploded. I'm not laughing. Stop. Like, when you say quad exploding, I think of, like, Triple H or something from, like, a wrestling perspective. The torn quads, like the double knee braces. I'm not laughing at it. Stop. You're making me feel like I'm a horrible person.
Like a Monty Python joke.
Yes, exactly. Shout out Spam-a-lot.
Now I'm thinking of Caddyshack where he's like, I'm just going to snap both of his Achilles. He'll never be able to do his hamstrings. He'll never be able to do his golf swing.
Oh, God,
Tell me you guys have seen Caddyshack.
Yes, I have seen Caddyshack.
Carter,
I know exactly what you're talking about. No, that's his life, is Carter's Caddyshack.
Carter,
that's his life.
Yeah, I live Caddyshack.
Yeah, Judge Schmales is his uncle. I never slice. Coach Solomon, El Cerrito. What do you want to see tonight in Game 5, Coach Solomon? Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, I agree with you guys. I think Kuminga should start, even though it might be a little too late, because you can see he's not in rhythm with the rest of the team. But hopefully we fix the offseason with this. Mooney should come in also and give some defense on Edwards, because he is a better defender than Pajinski. But, hopefully we just let Kuminga start. We get Jackson in there. We play better defense. We got to let some of these young guys basically catch a rhythm. 20 minutes is just basically too short for Kuminga to really get in a rhythm. I think he needs more minutes. And hopefully we can pull out a win. Go Dubs.
There you go. It's Coach Solomon. Hopefully you pull out a win. I like more optimism here. That's good. All right. Good stuff.
I kind of just, JK can't play 45 minutes tonight.
Yeah. He needs, like, the young guys need to play a lot. If
there's
they're
like
playing
zero
well.
Sense of urgency. I was listening to Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. He's like, well, you know, didn't start him in the third quarter. We ran out a different lineup. Bro, just play your best five guys. I'm not saying you got to pull a JJ Redick and only play five guys, but like we're overthinking this. He's 22. You had him not play for weeks on end. He's ready to go. 45 minutes tonight. Let's do this.
888-957-9570. The question is simple heading into game five tonight. How do the Warriors win? They're 11-point dogs, or 10.5, 11. It's around there, wherever DraftKings, FanDuel you're looking at. They're big-time underdogs tonight. So how do they win this game? Is it going to JK in the starting lineup? Is it putting Bods on the bench? Is it Jimmy Butler putting on the Superman cape?
I think it's
to hell
Heald.
With Robin, to hell with Batman. We need Superman, Spider-Man, the Hulk, Thanos. I want Thanos mode. I want a villain tonight. I want a villain for you're on the road. Can you be Darth Vader? Be Darth Vader tonight in Rogue One, just slicing and dicing all these fools. That's what I want to see from Jimmy Butler tonight, and it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons. 11-point dogs in Minnesota. No Stephen Curry. Anthony Edwards balling. Julius Randle, balling. Rudy Gobert, quiet last game. Is he going to have a big one? Let's hope not. Jaden McDaniels, playing with confidence. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, playing with confidence. That's exuding on the other side. Juxtapose that with what the Warriors are doing. Not a lot of confidence right now in this team. That could change early on, though. Is Kuminga going to get the start? Do you stick with Trayce Jackson-Davis? Do you stick with Pods? How do the Warriors win tonight is the question. And by the way, we got a big announcement coming up in about 27 minutes. Top of the hour. Big, big, huge announcement, Joe, coming up at the top of the hour. Cannot wait to discuss that. You're going to want to be tuned in for it. Also, stay tuned for this next segment, the next 30 minutes or so, because we are giving you an opportunity to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Golden State Warriors home game next Wednesday at Chase Center. So be locked in for that sounder. Be caller number 5 to the contest line. In the meantime, we'll go to the phones here in just a second, but we've been talking about it. How do you win Game 5 tonight? For you, it starts with the starting lineup and Jonathan Kuminga, right?
We have a correction to make. You said Warriors. It's Valkyries.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, giving away
tickets?
You said
the Warriors.
Oh, well, they might not even play next week, so that doesn't even make sense. Next Wednesday, it's going to be the Valkyries. We got to be careful.
Yeah,
Joe's
I want to make
Joe's
sure
very afraid
this.
Because we had this big corporate thing about giveaways.
I don't want to be a part of a
lawsuit. It's okay. Valkyries. That's the ticket giveaway. I've been teasing it all morning. Next Wednesday, Chase Center, Valkyries.
Hey, Carter, good job. You were listening to the show.
You were active listening.
I care.
Very important. He cares. That's good. At least someone does. Hey, do you care about tonight's game? Are you locked in?
I do.
Good.
I just don't know what to expect.
Okay. You know, your heart of hearts, what do you think is going to happen tonight? Just tell me.
Well, they're going to lose going away.
Okay, so I think that's where a lot of that's okay.
They'll
to
show
feel
some
like that.
Fight, and
that's
then
okay.
All of a sudden they'll get down like 12, and the floodgates will be open.
Okay,
stop it.
Do you think it's going to be similar, like more like closer to last game or game two?
I think it's going to be similar to the ending of Superman 1 when the Hoover Dam explodes. Okay, after the earthquake, and then Superman has to go back in time and twirl the world around to go backwards to bring the water back into the Hoover Dam.
That's how it works.
Yes,
that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever.
Superman
heard.
In this analogy is Steph Curry.
Oh, okay.
And so without Superman, like Lois Lane might get trapped under that train, under that rock of rubble in the vehicle that she was driving, that station wagon.
So
I'm going really 1978 with this Superman 1 reference.
Yeah, that's too much for me, dog. Let's go to Shy in Oakland.
Thank
Christopher you, Reeves was, oh, God, he's the best.
The Christopher Reeves South Park episode was the greatest of all time. Shy, Oakland, how are we feeling about tonight's game? Game 5, Minnesota, do
that
or die,
so
Shy.
It's definitely a do, but in order to get there, I'm feeling like we're going to need to really get that intensity up and drive it to the hole. If you can't take away the tools that they have on offense by playing defense, you got to put them on the bench. So we got to draw those fouls, get Julius Randle's butt some time on the bench. that will be so helpful for us. And take Gobert out that way, too, and that limits the things that we have to do on the defensive side to give us those opportunities.
Well, I think they have been aggressive in the paint, Shine. Thanks for calling. I feel like the points in the paint, it's been favoring the Warriors more often than not. It's the outside shooting of the Wolves that has just been killing them lately.
They had all the stats at halftime in the last game, and the Warriors obviously had a small deficit. But, like,
Warriors were up two.
They're up two. Yeah. 10 more points in the paint, yep. More offensive rebounds, more second chance points.
Everything was in their favor, and they were up two.
Except the 3-point.
Except shot. That, exactly. And they got started in hot, and it finished with that Anthony Edwards buzzer beater three with two guys draped. It was like a Stephen Curry three. That's what Steph does to other teams.
Momentum.
It was a huge momentum shift.
Over.
And he talked about it. He said, yeah.
The guy I'm worried about tonight having the last laugh is the Stifle Tower. I just feel like he's going to want to shove it into Draymond's face tonight. Oh. And that's why I keep coming back to Draymond. Like, we could argue in the comments on Twitter. We can argue in Instagram, you know, comment sections about Pajemski, Kuminga. If Draymond is like a close to a no-show for three quarters, they have no chance.
Well, what cannot happen tonight is an ejection and, you know, the hot-headedness. That cannot happen tonight. What a stain that would be on this season if that's how it ended. An ejection in Minnesota and Rudy Gobert and everyone and Anthony Edwards laughing in Minnesota. They're all laughing. Like, that cannot happen.
Are you surprised he's flown under the radar in terms of scrutiny?
No, because I think a lot of people have said, hey, Steph Curry's out, that whatever.
But that's, see, I hate that excuse.
But I'm just telling you that's how
Steph's
people,
out, so we don't get
that's
to judge.
That's not how
we
I feel.
You can only judge
I'm
the
just
young.
Telling
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know that yeah. This is not your point of view.
Yes.
But I think it's the most ridiculous assessment. Steph's out, so judge all these other guys harshly. GP2, Looney, Pajemski, Moody, Kuminga. Judge all of them harshly. Give Draymond a pass. Nah,
I mean that's
not cool.
I don't think you deserve. I don't think anyone is above a pass right now.
That's
no
I'm
one
at.
On this team is Steve Kerr included.
I'm
absolutely. Speaking of the mindset and the mood of the team heading into Minnesota, like what is it right now? Steph, like he's gonna be a shoot around today. We'll see the update. We'll find out. He's not playing tonight. That much we do know. But Steve Kerr talked about the mindset and the mood of the team as they were flying into Minnesota yesterday or the night before, I guess.
Defiant, you know, I mean, this is a proud group and it's a 7-game series for a reason. So, you know, there's a lot of basketball to be played. So we're excited about tomorrow.
And that was on Willer and Dibbs yesterday. Of course, you can find that entire interview on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. So defiant was the attitude.
It really is crazy how from series to series, the point of view on Kerr can swing so dramatically.
He was coach of the year after the first round. Game 7, right?
He did coach a brilliant, you know, couple of games, but they also weren't ready to go in 2 games.
They weren't.
I mean, completely not ready to go.
They almost blew the series up 3-1.
And again, both things can be true.
Yeah, it's true. But to the victor goes the spoils, right? And they won that series. And then as soon as Stephen Curry went down, everything changed. And Anthony Slater, who joined us last hour, and you can find that entire interview again, Odyssey app or YouTube, you know, he said, hey, you lose your best player, this is what happens. You lose Jason Tatum to the Celtics, you're cooked. You lose LeBron, you're cooked. You know, you lose Darius Garland, one of the best players on the team, you're cooked. Like that stuff happens. It's just very hard to overcome, especially a top 10 player, greatest shooter in the history of the sport. Oh, the shooting doesn't look good anymore? Yeah, well, when you have Steph out there, it covers up a lot. That being said, it needs to be a lot better tonight. It just has to be. It has to be baked into the equation.
They got to find some offense from somebody. I mean, Buddy Hield being, you know, some semblance of hot would just be
great.
It would be the floor spacer that they've absolutely just needed.
Just don't turn the ball over. Like, that's the thing with Buddy Hield, too. Just the unnecessary.
Draymond in the first quarter.
Draymond.
He had three awful turnovers.
Jimmy Butler had some bad ones. I get it. He was feeling sick. That's not, like, I'm not giving him an excuse. Like, you got to take care of the ball, man, especially on the road tonight, because those guys are going to be fired up in the second chance opportunities and the turnover, and, you know, they're going to try to run it down your throat tonight. That is what the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to try to do. They're going to try to be, you know, dunking, shooting, everything. They're going to try to use their size and athleticism tonight and squeeze you. And at times, yes, you're going to have to, if you're Jimmy Butler, at times slow the game down and calm things down. But I need the swagger to be there where it hasn't with guys like Pajemski. And how does that happen? getting confidence early on in your shot. If I can get a couple, I know it hasn't been there. I know. It sounds weird. I know. Just give me a three-point ball going down. A floater.
I know.
Early. God, that can go massive. Just for the mentals of this team going forward, I think.
I keep coming back to another angle that I feel a little more confident that they're on the road. I actually would feel less confident if they're at home.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because it just gets tight at home, and every miss, you could feel the, you know, for certain players, whether it's Pajemski, Moody, Draymond, you could feel the energy getting sucked out of the arena. Mm. I think being on the road, quieting the crowd is different, and I think you can feed off the energy of the other crowd. I don't know.
It's catch 22, right?
It's a bizarre feeling. I actually would rather be on the road in this one.
T-Money, Palo Alto, wants to join in the conversation. T-Money, you feeling good about tonight's game five?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good with Steve Kerr as the coach, and it's game five, and I know the team's got a lot to fight for. I just wanted to come in, give a little perspective on the season. Honestly, wasn't really a Warriors fan before this season. I moved to the Bay in 2018, and thanks to this show, just started becoming a fan this season. And, guys, we were under 500 before the trade deadline. And this team has done a lot since then. They're a good team. There's a few tweaks to be made next season, but let's feel good, guys.
Wait, T-Money, real quick, stay on the line. I'm curious about your fandom real quick. Where did you come from prior to going to Palo Alto?
So I grew up in New York City, been living in the Bay since 2018.
Okay, so you were not a Knicks fan or, you know.
He's a day one Dubs fan, dog.
Continue.
I mean, look, the Knicks broke me and my dad's heart for 50 years, man. I mean, this year they're good. Like, I'm going to
root
for them.
They're going to win it all this year, T-Money. Like, You picked the wrong year. They might win the whole thing.
Hey, T-Money, you do you.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a tech guy. Thanks, sounds T-Money. Like he's got it. And I'm totally judgmental there because he said Palo Alto. I'm just going to assume he's in tech, and he moved here for
tech. What if he's in East Palo Alto? Would that change your mind?
He moved here for farming.
What if he's like neighbors with BPA?
I'm in the farming industry, and actually I moved here for farming.
Like
farming apps?
I will say, it's funny. He's like, I've moved.
What was it called? Farmville?
Farmville. That was,
that was a thing on Facebook for a minute.
Yeah. Zynga.
He moves here in 2018. You know, they won a title at you know, 2022. Like, that wasn't the
and
year.
And 2018.
Yeah, I know. But, like, maybe it was towards the latter half. Yeah. I don't know if it was 2019.
You know, wait till KD leaves, and then I'm going to jump in the bandwagon.
No, I'm going to wait until, you know, wait a couple days.
You had to wait for Jordan Poole to leave maybe then. Clay, it was Chris Paul. They probably really sold it for him.
Clearly wasn't a Klay Thompson fan. Let's just take a call what it is. That was the guy that
it's
was.
Klay's attitude. Back. It's like, that's I like the Warriors, but Klay's attitude, I can't get on board. But
that's exactly
now that they
what
got Pods, who's, you know, out there putting in that effort, now I'm going to be a Warrior fan.
I do love
fan.
That the Knicks broke
Sam,
his heart so much.
Sam's so ready to contribute.
No. Sam, tell me what you told us in the break breaks ago about Steve Kerr and his love for certain players.
Steve Kerr, he loves the plucky white redhead. You know, there was Nico Mannion a couple years ago. There was Dante DiVincenzo. You got Pods this year. So I get this feeling like if I show up, you know, first to the building, do I get to start tonight? Is that how that works? Probably not because I'm not good at basketball, but you see the pattern developing here.
What's the doll, the redhead, Raggedy Ann?
There is a Pajemski aspect Raggedy to Andy? Sam Lubman's game. When he showed up at the company softball game, we had this big, softball outing where everyone was going to, like, bring their families. Sam showed up in the knee-high striped socks, started stretching. He had the hair rolled.
He brought his girlfriend at the time, too, right? There you go.
Dude, he was playing the hot corner. He was such a try-hard guy. It was incredible.
Who had a home run out of the park in that one?
He also struck out and fell over.
Jack Cust, it's fine.
We're going to talk about try-hard, Shaz. You're trying to be like every single stereotype of a baseball player ever. So let's settle down on try-hard.
How do you, what does that even mean?
You did literally every single baseball player stereotype that evening.
Like?
Now you're spitting on people. You're trying to talk all that smack.
Spit on people.
Yeah, you were. You're trying to get a little grabsy on the bases. You were doing all the things. All right.
He also threw Benny batting practice, and that's something
I was
that
adorable
I'll never forget,
that day.
All right. And so was
you. Were
LJ.
Entertaining. You played some good defense out there with LJ.
It was great. And I was there with the kids. We made an appearance. It was fun. We hung out with Michelle, baby.
It was
LJ.
Like the Draymond portion of my career. I was only there ceremonially, and I wasn't locked in. So I was just having fun. You know
who's locked
it's always
in?
A fun game.
You know who's locked in? Brett. And he's on the Bay Bridge and he wants to join the conversation. Brett.
What's up, Brett?
Good morning. How do the Warriors win tonight, Brett?
100%. I got to give this to the Wolves today. As you just kind of stated earlier in some points, you know, the Warriors' offense is predicated around Steph, you know, taking the double teams and opening up other positions on the floor and giving guys open shots, which is why Pods hasn't had those open looks like he's gotten when Steph's out there, or Moody. You know, and those guys can't generate their own shots. You know, Pod likes to get downhill sometimes, but I feel like he regresses during the game a lot. I don't know why, but it seems like he does. Maybe it's a youthful thing. I just don't see them getting out at ahead. I mean, unless they blow the doors off the barn to, like, in the first quarter, which I really don't see happening, it's going to be Wolves. And I think the spread should be around 15, 16 points, to be honest with you. But, yeah, that's my take, guys. Have a good day.
Dang. Well, I asked how the Warriors win tonight. They're not.
Okay.
All right. Well, fair enough.
That's insane.
He seems honest.
I actually don't think it was that insane to say this spread should have been 15 or 16, because that's how I think Warriors fans are feeling right now. Shasky feels like it might be a blowout. Not saying you hope that happens.
Well, the straw, you know, that breaks the camel's back, it feels like it's...
It's there. It does. It feels tough. Like, the hard part...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Part about this is Anthony Edwards is the type of player that loves these situations. He would love nothing more than to just put an end to Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler season. But that was the sounder. And check this out. You do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Golden State Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets available at Valkyries.com. And for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to next Wednesday's game, May 21st, at Chase Center, be caller number 5 right now to the contest line. I see all you people calling on the regular line. That's not going to work. It's just not. You got to call the contest line. Be caller number 5 right now to 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Good luck. In the meantime, the question is, how do the Warriors win tonight? We got Dave Fleming coming up at 9:20 to talk some Giants. Their offense exploded yesterday at Oracle Park. Grand Salami in there. Shout out Koss.
Willie Adames.
There you go. 10-6 the final. Can the Warriors offense explode tonight? Do the Warriors offense explodes tonight? of all nights, that would give me hope going forward in this series. Absolutely. Then we got a game six at Chase Center. Hey, why not? Why not? Then it's a two-game series at that point. I don't care what
number
prior
of points would shock you from the Warriors.
130.
Well, that's not going to come on. I mean, just I was like, come on, really?
That would you just ask what would shock me? That would.
That's like me when I go into these health fitness apps that I pay for and then immediately regret. I'm like, my target weight is 155.
You ask what would shock you?
Anything over 105.
Wow. I think they have to score over 100 to win this game, right?
I think it needs to be in the 80s in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter. I really do. I think it needs to be low scoring.
Well, their record, like when they don't score 100, is not
yeah, but
very
that's
good.
That's okay. That's with Steph Curry.
Well,
like, without Steph Curry,
without
I'm throwing
Steph.
It out the window.
Okay.
Because like the faster pace that you play, again, if it's situational, I'm fine with. But you have to understand that like Jimmy Butler gets very tired at the end of these games when you're going through him.
By the way, major announcement coming up in 10 minutes. Top of the hour, major announcement. It's a good thing. It's good. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. I'm really excited. It's like, what was that?
You're leaving me for a Steinmetz?
No, I'm not. A goo coming to the morning roast? No, I think you might be leaving us for WQAM in Miami when they had you on for a hit yesterday. You sounded a little too happy to be on with them.
Oh, I love doing radio. Yes.
I know you do. I heard some. Sam literally sent a clip of it because they wanted to have you on talking about the Jimmy Butler stuff. They heard your clip from earlier in the show, you know, crushing Jimmy Butler, pivot, pump fake. They had your drops on the station. Your drops. Yeah. You felt really happy about that, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, there's nothing better than getting aggregated in a good way in another city. You know,
yeah,
Philly, L.A. Dallas,
or getting
Miami.
Or getting aggregated in your own station like this.
I don't just believe, I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get,
Mark
you know, tape. Clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
No!
If they win tonight, though, watch out. They might double down on
they
it
They win
tomorrow.
Tonight. I mean, path to championship is just wide open.
Without Steph still? I'm sorry. It's just, I love that one.
I'll talk myself into anything.
I know you will. That's why I love you.
Joe, we were up 10 with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing meatballs. We were watching it before the show. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo could beat Matt Stafford in L.A. I believed it.
Chikwaski cart.
Then the game happened. And, catches a cat. You know, yeah. By the end, I was wrong.
Hey, SoFi's sick, by the
way. I'll talk myself into anything.
Hey, SoFi.
I thought Solomon Torres was going to win game 162 down in Dodger Stadium. I was wrong. You know, I've been wrong many times. It's okay.
That's all right. Sometimes you win, sometimes
people
you lose.
People don't remember the wins, though.
When was the last like big W you had? You were out on Jimmy Butler coming to the Warriors, by the way.
He was first on Quentin Post, though.
I was first on Quentin Post.
Yeah, that looked great.
What?
Quentin Post looked great in the playoffs.
No, my exact thing was he's a guy that you can play a little here and there. Like, I was right. Saw 3 minutes of him.
It wasn't the biggest win, but that's a win.
3 minutes.
I watched one preseason rep from Nick Bosa and told Bonte he's got Hall of Fame talent.
Where's my
trip? So as bad as the Trey Lance take
on
was,
a field of Adonis.
The Bosa one wasn't bad. He also hurt his ankle.
I gotta get the fuck out of here before I lose my fucking life. I ain't never been hit this many fucking times in my career. Every game I get fucked up.
The Jimmy Garoppolo experience.
I do have that one tweet about Josh Allen when he's at Wyoming. I said, Brian Hill is an NFL player. This is the running back who did go to the NFL, played for the Falcons. And I said, Josh Allen will be a superstar at the next level. This is while he was his junior at Wyoming.
Okay.
So I did have that.
Trey Lance as well.
Not right.
It's okay. It happens. But you remember your wins. That's all that matters.
He did win us a near playoff game against the Texans.
Keep a season alive win.
It was.
Stop. The way we remember that game.
It was.
It's like it was the NFC Championship.
The season would have been over if they lost that game.
Don't forget, it was against Davis Mills.
The neck, as I call it.
That was an on-the-rise Texans team.
Austin.
On-the-rise Texans team that ended up having the number two pick.
Austin in the Bay Area. And who'd they take? C.J. Stroud, right?
The worst loss I've ever seen to the Colts ever. They actually won the game, but they lost the number one overall pick.
Austin in the Bay Area. What do you want to see tonight in Game 5, Austin? Good morning.
Hey, I want to see Draymond and I want to see Draymond play the five all night, and then I want to see Jimmy Butler on the four all night with Kuminga and Moody and Buddy Hield. Have Buddy Hield run around like crazy. We gotta do what we gotta do. I don't want to see Pods and what's the, Gary Payton in that starting lineup. I do not want to see that at all. Pods don't play no defense. I remember the last game when Pods shot that corner three. He had his hands up in the air like he was and loving basketball. And then Connie went down the court, ran right past him, and I was like, oh yeah, this game is over with. But and then
that
also,
was the moment.
I don't know if you remember that. That was my moment right there when Conley ran right down the court and hit that three in transition, and Pod didn't get back on defense. That was right there. That's why we lost that game. That moment, if you rewind the tape and go look at it. But then also, I want to see Santos in the game. You got to match their energy because we don't got no energy at all. If we don't play our bench, how we supposed to play our bench? We gonna lose. We keep sticking with Pods and TJ, we're going to lose.
I'm with you on that.
Thanks,
there
Austin.
Are moments that you can't unsee as a fan, and like it will forever scar you on how you view a player.
Oh.
Minnesota Vikings, second quarter, Jimmy Garoppolo throwing multiple passes right to a middle linebacker who just dropped the ball.
And they could do do great things elsewhere, but you'll still always be like, John Lester for me is forever dead to me. Because the guy couldn't throw the first base in a wild card game.
Exactly.
Stop. I don't care what you do with the Cubs or the Red Sox. You did that in that moment. You're horrible.
I hear you. Trust me. Harrison Barnes.
There you go.
Harrison Barnes.
Who won
a great
title? He was a really good Warrior.
He's had a solid NBA career.
By the way, Sam said it yesterday. Looking back, it might be Harrison Barnes is the reason why he never won another title. Like, again, this sounds extreme, but Harrison Barnes hitting that three for the Spurs in a game winner.
Stop it.
The difference between playing like the Lakers in the first round instead of the Rockets, which clearly, again, it's all revisionist history at this point. I don't know how the Lakers-Warriors series would have turned out, but it feels like it would have turned out a lot better had you played them instead of the Rockets, which went to seven games. And Harrison Barnes might have been the reason. And then the wear and tear from that Rocket series contributes to the Stephen Curry injury, you would think, the hamstring. So it's a butterfly effect, Joe. All these things. And you can look back at Harrison Barnes being the catalyst for it all. Insanity. Insanity.
So he saw one Pods play where he missed a three and put his hands up and didn't get back on defense and he was done with him.
That was a play.
That was it.
Hey, we all have it. We all have our breaking point.
I get it.
And sometimes it's a little play like that.
I get it, dude. Trust me.
Major announcement coming up in 4 minutes here on the roast.
You don't have, you bring up Lester. Like, there's
that's
other,
the one for me that bothers the hell out of me.
I remember the moment when I was like, yeah, Crush Davis can't play the outfield. When he threw an 18 hopper to the cutoff. And I go, what are we doing?
Hey, pure DH Chris Davis.
Back in the day when the 95.7 was the A's flagship.
Real quick.
And I was doing post-game shows with Townie. I said, Townie, this guy can't be your left fielder.
No.
He's like, but he can hit, though.
No, he could. He was sick. He was sick for a few years.
He had like 46 home runs and a .246 average year after year.
It was .246, .247 for like four straight years. He would go to Arlington, the old ballpark in Arlington, and just hit like three home run games there every single time. He was incredible. Remember we were calling, there was two KDs in the Bay.
Yes.
It was Chris Davis and Kevin Durant. And KD would be going to the games.
The real KD.
The real KD, right? Oh, man. And
so, like, if I say the name Cedric Wilson, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I know the name, but what's the play you're referring to?
So, Cedric Wilson, we're playing the Rams 1 year with T.O., and they're in the, I think it was the James Edwards Dome. We're on the road, basically, and it's the Garcia era. It might have been Timmertay, but I think it was Jeff Garcia. And there's like, I don't know, under a minute to go. They throw a pass to Cedric Wilson. They have to get down. They have no timeouts, okay? They have to get down to be able to spike the ball. And this guy's running around in the middle of the field. And I'm yelling, get down, get down, get down. And T.O.'s yelling at him to get down, get down. He won't go down. And they don't have enough time to spike the ball, all right? They end up losing to the Rams. And it ended up costing them a shot at the playoffs. Not that they were going to be some playoff contender. And forever. I couldn't even think of the name Cedric Wilson. And then he goes on to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers and becomes a special team standout on a, I don't know if they won the Super Bowl or if they went to the Super Bowl with him, but it drove me nuts. So if you said the name Cedric Wilson, my head would explode.
That sounds like Kevin Riley from Cal.
There you go.
You say Kevin Riley, I say Nate Longshore.
Derek Carr throwing it away on fourth down and goal. Yeah, that's As he retires.
That was at the last game of the Coliseum, too.
No, that one was different. Well, Derek Carr slid in bounds, but they call him out of bounds, and they got hosed. And Gardner Minshew was the last quarterback ever. Funny, because he was a Raider last year. But he was the last winning quarterback at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. By the way, they're making a movie about John Madden and Al Davis and those 70s Raiders. Guess who the casting is for those? So you got Christian Bale. They released some pictures yesterday. Christian Bale.
Who's he?
Is Al Davis.
I'm Al Davis.
It's the finest Al in the history of the Oakland Raiders. You were magnificent out there. You really were. I can't really do a Brooklyn accent, but I'm very curious to see how Christian Bale does it. And then,
a lot of leather.
A lot. And then John Madden is going to be played by Nicolas Cage. So like that.
Is he going to put on a lot of weight?
I think so. I think he's got a little double chin action going right now. Nice. So we'll see. Those are two Academy Award winning actors right there playing Al Davis and John Madden.
Who's the guy who played the Penguin on HBO?
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, he looked nothing like himself.
Exactly.
So now they can do some pretty wild stuff.
Before we get to the top of the hour, let's squeeze in Ariel in San Mateo. Ariel thinks the Warriors get it done tonight. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for having me. Hey, so real quick, I just want to say, sorry, I'm on my way to work, but real quick, I just want to say, I think we win tonight. I think the Warriors just defensively, they're going to turn it up. Probably play a little more zone, you know, stop out the leaking through the cracks. It's kind of hard to go man-to-man with that team, honestly. I think offensively, we just got to stick with the basics. Just hit more mid-range jumpers. Actually look at the rim, not
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.